Welcome to Money Talks for Women. Hello, this is Lynn Kitchen, and I'm so excited to be here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're talking more about money. What is it that is on your mind about money, ladies? We are in a time of great influx, I believe. Flux, flux, flux. The word flux is always an interesting word because it means change. And how many people like change? Nobody likes change, right? However, it's the one thing we can all count on, right? Change and taxes. Change is what we base our lives on, you know, and actually, let's be real. If we didn't have change, everything would stay the same, and maybe that's not so good either. Well, I just want to thank everybody for all of your outreach, your calls, your texts, your concerns, your emails, and thank you so much. Last time that I was broadcasting the Money Talks for Women, I actually was doing it from the front seat of my car, because I didn't have Wi-Fi in the hotel where my family and I had evacuated in Central Florida, trying to get out of the rages of Hurricane Ian. Well, that's been several weeks ago now. We're back in our homes. We're back and, you know, coming back to normal. Normalcy, back to normalcy, if there is such a thing. But certainly lots of changes have happened in the last several weeks, both in my life and in the markets. But I did want to take an opportunity to my heartfelt thanks goes out to you for welcoming me back home and, you know, being concerned about my welfare and our family and so forth. And fortunately, we had very, very little damage, and now the streets are still being cleaned up by from all of the falling trees. My gosh, you know, it's you know, huge, huge trees are still lining the walkways of our streets here, waiting for the city officials to come pick up the tree trunks that and all of It's just amazing how many trees there are in Florida. But our prayers continue to go out to those who have lost their homes, and I'm just so grateful to have had a home to come back to, and really praying all the time for those who are less fortunate, who have had a very, very difficult time coming back to normalcy. Well, this is a time mid-October, as I had mentioned before. October is really a month to prepare yourselves, ladies, for financial volatility. So this is a time of change for sure. And there's been even more distress signals that have shown their heads since the last time I spoke with you. So here we are in the middle of October. And indeed, the markets are really at a precipice. We had just an inkling of a possibility of a rebound this week in the stock market, as valuations got so low that the buyers started coming back in at least for 2 days. But the strength of that buyback didn't seem to last, and so we're really flirting right now. We're on the precipice of the possibility that more sellers could overtake the markets, and that can happen with just one more piece of negative financial news or information that comes. Well, last week we were deluged with negative financial news, especially in England, where the pension funds are being truly, truly not. I won't say. Well, I will say they are being challenged by volatility, by the need to sell assets when the last thing they want to do is sell assets in a down market. And the pension funds are receiving margin calls of all things. And if you've ever received a margin call, that stands for trouble with a capital T, R-O-U-B-L-E. That stands for trouble. That's when your assets go down so quickly and you've borrowed against your assets, and now the financial institution that loaned you those funds are asking you for those funds back right now, and then you have to sell the assets, usually in a fire sale. And that's what's happening right now in London to pension funds, of all things. You wouldn't think that pension funds would be that stretched out in risk assets, but that's exactly what they have been doing over the last 10 years, is buying and investing in riskier and riskier assets. Unfortunately, I think that's probably true of the investing public here in the United States as well. So, truth be told, if the markets do come down in the rest of October and the end of the year, we could be in line for some capitulation on the downside. I wouldn't like to see that happen, but having been in the stock markets and managing money professionally for over 34 years as my first career, I can tell you the symptoms and the signs are very, very prevalent right here. And we are in a difficult month of October. And once again, as I mentioned to you before, ladies, this is a time to sit down with your investment advisor to make sure that you have a very solid year-end plan, a very solid new year plan, a very solid 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20-year plan, retirement plan, and that you are on track so that the emotions that get caught up in the times of uncertainty will not have a deleterious effect on you. That's right. Now, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to reach out to me. I am a money mentor, a money coach, and I would be happy to help you think through some of the emotions that might be roiling up inside you. And just reach out to me at hello@lynneekitchen.com. That's my email. hello@lynneekitchen.com. Or you can go to my website and sign up for a complimentary consultation. And let's talk about your emotions. Now, speaking about emotions, let's go to one of the questions that I received in my email from one of our followers of this show, Money Talks for Women. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following this show and for asking your amazing questions. So how you can do that, once again, is just email your questions to me at lynneekitchen.com, and I'll be happy to feature your question on Money Talks for Women. So this week's question comes from Erin. Erin, thank you so much for your question. Erin is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and her question is, how do I deal with my emotions when it comes to losing money? I love that question. She goes on to say, I'd like to share that I have a fear of losing money so badly that my real fear is that I will end up homeless or a bag lady. Oh, Erin. Gosh, you know, thank you for sharing that, Erin. I get it. I really know that feeling. I understand that feeling. And don't feel that you're alone. Do you know that we have these amazing financial, what we call behavioral specialists, financial behavioral specialists who have done a lot of research. And there is a lot of scientific research that shows that, in fact, the number one fear felt by women today as it relates to investing is the fear of loss. And beyond that, the number one fear felt by women as it relates to investing their money for the long run is the fear that at the end of their lives, their money will not outlive them. That is what the scientific research shows. So you're not alone, Erin. How many of you other ladies have had that fear or even a fleeting moment of those kinds of fears? All right, well, I'm here to tell you that that's an emotion that we can deal with, all right? And those emotions of fear and loss are normal in the stock markets. Good gosh. In fact, let me just say, we would not have a stock market or a bond market or a commodities market or a gold market or a real estate market or anything that goes up and down without these amazing emotions. Fear is only one of those emotions that makes the markets go up and down. Another emotion is greed. Another emotion is hoarding. Another emotion is elation. Another emotion is complacency. And do you know that the markets go up and down based upon people's reactions to their emotions? As a matter of fact, in my investing career, I can tell you that most of the skill set that I had to do on a daily basis, working with my clients over 34 years, is holding hands as they are battling their emotions. The fears get a hold of them and they want to sell, or greed gets a hold of them and they don't want to sell. It can go both ways. In other words, or that they don't want to purchase, or they want to purchase things that are too risky for them because they become greedy. Maybe somebody had a hot tip of the at the cocktail party the other night, and they think that they're so excited about doubling, tripling, quadrupling their money overnight that they just absolutely have to buy this particular something or other, some stock tip, let's say. That's greed. That's an emotion or fear that you're going to lose everything. Well, the reality is quite a bit different. As investors move along the scale of education, which is what I'm here to be, I'm here to stand for women, standing for a higher education so that you can learn more, earn more, and become calm, confident money managers yourself. Certainly, with the help of others like me who have been there, done that, and can help you, guide you along the way, and can help you with these emotions. Because it's true, some of these emotions just absolutely get the better of us. They take us like teeth, and they will, like a dog shaking a bone. But we can learn to let go of these emotions. We can learn to offset these emotions with facts. We can learn to learn more about what it takes to be a calm, confident, and educated investor. And sometimes, yes, taking a loss is part of the process of a long-term investment life. There's no getting around it. We all take losses from time to time. And that doesn't mean that we're going to end up as bag ladies. And that doesn't mean that we're going to lose everything. It just means that we have taken a loss in that particular stock or bond, or in other words, we have made a decision that may not have been the best decision for us. Well, what are decisions anyway? Except at the moment you make an action, you buy something. It's no different than buying a coat for winter, for example. And you want to make that buying decision the very best possible buying decision that you can. And it's my absolute belief that women are great buyers. We know it, we know value. We really do have a skill set in our little pinky of knowing value, of being good money managers, more than you give yourself credit for. Aaron, I'm speaking right to you. You have a lot more knowledge about how to be a very, very good investment manager, money manager, and making good money decisions than you give yourself credit for being. So this idea of losing the whole game at the end of life and not having enough money to live, certainly there are some facts that say this. Most women retire with less than two-thirds in our retirement account than our counterpart males do. That too is a researched fact. And the other researched fact is that women generally live at least 6 years longer at the end of our lives than our counterpart males of the same age. So those facts do point to the possibility that yes, women do have to be smarter, savvier, and more willing to learn how to make better financial decisions. Do you get me? Do you hear what I'm coming from? Do you get this? So everyone can make that decision newly. Maybe you've made some mistakes in the past where you just have some scars, some really emotional scars for having taken some pretty whopping losses. I get it. And yet, that doesn't mean that your past will dictate your future. What dictates your future is the willingness to make new decisions and to learn better and long-standing investment skill sets. So I'm here, fortunate for you. This is Money Talks for Women, and we are here to hold each other's hands to make sure that you have the perfect and right emotional stance that you can dust yourself off after a loss. My goodness, the people in the hurricane that lost their homes, that lost their businesses, that lost their livelihoods, that's real loss. That's real loss. And it takes perseverance. It takes real guts to come back from that. It takes resilience and the choice. The choice. It takes family members too to rally around you. It takes professionals to rally around you. And it takes the willingness to move from bitter to better. Instead of being bitter, we can get better. We can be better money managers and we can choose to get better advice. Sometimes we have losses that really set us back. That's for sure. I have had many of those. I certainly have. Every time the stock market would go down 50%, I mean, the best example that I lived through was the crash of 1987, where I actually had my own investment advisory brokerage firm. I was one of the few women on the West Coast to have my own investment advisory brokerage firm at such a young age, and I was managing it myself. I was managing all the portfolios. I certainly had stockbrokers working for me as well, and we were building that business, and we were building it in a bull market era, in which the markets were extremely strong in the 1980s, and at the kind of at the moment in which the stock market crash happened in 1987, very, very few pundits and investment professionals, financial professionals, saw that crash coming on the horizon. Very few. In fact, you know, as a professional, I would read everything that I could get my hands on to of all of the professional financial newsletters and pundits and people who spend their lifetime analyzing the economic, you know, order of the day. But we didn't see that one coming. And that 1987 crash really took away 50% of the market in 3 days. 50% of the value of the portfolios that I was managing was evaporated in 3 days. Which, you know, when you think of that, you have to really think that, you know, that takes 8 years of your blood, sweat, and tears that you have worked to gain over a bull market to have 50% of it wiped out in 3 days. You know, I've been there. I understand what loss feels like, and not just for myself and for my own money, but the clients that I have a fiduciary or ha had a fiduciary responsibility to managing their money. It was very painful. So anytime that the markets come down, I know the pain of that. And so that's why I think now more than ever, I'm coming to you, ladies, to offer you some handholding here with for your emotions. Again, thank you, Erin, for this question. It really is for all of us. Emotions can play havoc in the stock market. We want to have a counterbalance for emotions, both the fear of loss and for the ebullience of greed. So those same kinds of emotions can keep you from investing altogether. I have some relatives who never touch the stock market. They're totally hoarding cash in a savings account, which is losing buying power because they had one loss and in early on in their lives, and they'll never, you know, they just don't want to subject themselves to loss. Well, that too is kind of an irrational an irrational way. I mean, we live in a time in which our earnings is not enough, really, or not for the majority of us. It would be if you were a Bill Gates or an Oprah Winfrey, where you are earning millions and millions and millions and millions, and then you don't need the markets. Then you don't need to invest. You already have. But those are the special geniuses of our time. And I would suspect that most of us, myself and you, maybe not you, but maybe you listening, maybe we are those who are earning, learning, and we will be in an investment cycle over our lifetime in which we want to maximize our earnings so that we have a maximum amount of money in for retirement so that we can have the kind of life that we want to live, the kind of contribution that we want to make, the kind of legacy that we want to leave for our children and our children's children's children, right? Am I right? Of course I am. So once again, I invite you, if you don't have a money manager to work with or an advisor to work with, I'm here as a money coach. I am here to help you move through the emotions that you're moving through. I'm here to help you make better decisions, and I'm going to be offering some new courses. So be aware that some new courses are coming down the pike that I'm going to be teaching. It's very exciting. I'm very excited about it. And if you email me, I will send you a sneak preview of those courses. So I invite you now. Email me at hello@lynnekitchen.com, and I'll be happy to send you my upcoming new courses so that we can together learn more about how to become a better ace money manager and make better money decisions over time. Is that a deal? All right. Well, thank you so much for being with me here at Money Talks for Women. I'm so excited to see you next time. We will continue to talk about how you can earn more, learn more, and maximize how money can work for you. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.